Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We're continuing on in a message that I started a few days ago entitled With Jesus in a Storm. And I'd like to read an account now of the parallel passage. We've been looking at Mark and Matthew, but now I'd like to read Luke, and we're going to start reading at verse 22 in the 8th chapter. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a boat with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, marveled, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. His panic-stricken disciples called him, in some translations, teacher, yet they didn't understand his teaching. Jesus rebuked them for their fear and their lack of faith in him. He had already told them that they would be crossing over to the other side of the lake. He said, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And he was with them, so they were all headed in that direction. And this was, of course, an excellent opportunity for them to act on Jesus' teaching of God's word that very day. But while lest we condemn them readily, let us understand that when we face the storms of life, we're a lot like them. We know the Word of God, we've heard the Word of God, and yet we tend to forget it when the battles come. And the Lord is getting us to a place so that we, when the storms of life arise, we won't have that natural or instinctive carnal reaction in terms of fear, but a knowing that the Lord is with us and He's going to be with us in our journey of life. We've started out with Him, we've embarked on a journey, and He's going to take us safely to the other side. So what are some lessons we can learn from this short story in the Gospels? Well, the presence of Jesus on board is no guarantee of perpetual calm. Sometimes we think that, or sometimes we might get a mistaken idea from some preaching or teaching we've heard, that once you become a Christian, everything is wonderful, that there's no storms, there's no trouble, everything is, you know, just a bed of roses. Well, that's not the case. And as we look in the Word of God, those that serve the Lord most faithfully, most diligently, sometimes went through the most difficult of battles. I mean, look at Daniel. As a young man, he was taken to Babylon. He served God faithfully all his life through the reign of many different kings. And toward the end of his life, he ends up in a lion's den. Well, yet the amazing thing is, and wonderful thing is, his faithfulness, his trust in God was rewarded, because those hungry, starving lions did not lay a whisker on him, but he was safe. And of course, we know those that commanded that he be killed, well, they were thrown in, and before they even hit the bottom of the den, they were torn apart by the savage beasts. So, beloved, the presence of Jesus on board is no guarantee of perpetual calm. We might think that it would be so, but this little lesson from Scripture shows us that it's not, as well as many other examples in Scripture. The presence of Jesus in our hearts actually rouses the devil. The reason why this storm was so fierce, we may suspect, is that the devil was trying to get rid of the Lord Jesus as well as his disciples. In fact, I had shared on a preceding broadcast that that Greek word that the Lord used was rebuked in our English translation, but it's literally ordered to be silent or muzzled and remain so. And that's the force of the Greek perfect tense, paphimoso, and that means be muzzled. And it's somewhat of a technical term for dispossessing a demon of his power. And of course, that suggests that Jesus recognized there were demonic forces at work behind the intensity of the storm. Remember, as I shared, these were experienced fishermen. The Sea of Galilee was very frequently given to sudden storms that would rise suddenly and then stop just as easily. But this one was of such an intensity that they, in spite of all their years of experience, didn't think that they were going to make it. And so they were really afraid. So we have to understand that we are in warfare, and the Lord told us, in this world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. And if the presence of the Lord in our lives rouses the devil, well, let me just encourage you that we can take heart and we can remember that the presence of Jesus also brings the calm. He has the greater authority. What does the Word of God say? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Beloved, you are more than an overcomer, more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And praise God, while we do go through the storms, we have, you know, ups and downs. Sometimes it's smooth sailing. Other times we're battling for our lives, it seems like. But that helps us enjoy the calm all the more because of the storms we've gone through. We can count our blessings. You know, there was a song we used to sing, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I thank God for the battles. I thank God for the storms He's brought me through. If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. Amen. And of course, another thing we have to realize is that the arrival of any storm doesn't mean that Jesus has left us. Even though we don't see immediate action, we might be praying, we don't see an immediate stopping of the storm, that doesn't mean that He's left us. We mustn't think that that's the case because the elements roar and the deep waters threaten to swallow us up. Beloved, the Lord, our God, is in control of our ship and the things we go through. Listen to what Psalm 32, verse 6 says, "For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great water they shall not come near unto him." Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for that. So let us therefore, beloved, trust him in the darkness of the evening and know that he will bring us to the promised shore of heaven's security. Remember, our life is a journey, but the Jesus is with us in our boat. In fact, we're all in the same boat, aren't we? So don't lose faith and don't become impatient if at first the Lord seems calmly indifferent. You know, in a sense, naturally, we could say, if you can bear with me saying this, that we're worse off than the disciples. At least they could see Jesus. We don't see him, but what did Jesus say to Thomas? Blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed. So, beloved, we need to trust God in our afflictions. He cares. What does 1 Peter 5:7 say? We cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. We may not understand what appears to be his silence, his apparent lack of action in our situation, but we will someday, and we will not be destroyed, just like the disciples. You know, they were doing the very best they could, but at the right moment, at the right time, Jesus arose and spoke peace to the storm. Remember, beloved, and this is something that certainly can encourage you, Jesus' destiny is bound up with yours. If your ship sinks, well, he's going to go down with it. And beloved, that's never going to happen. Let me share this last scripture with you, Isaiah 43 and 1. But now saith the Lord who created thee, O Jacob, and he who formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Praise God. Amen and amen. What a blessing to know that our God is with us. He will not leave us. He will not fail us. Praise the Lord. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, let's just draw our hearts together in prayer, and I'm going to ask the Lord to speak peace and calm to your situation. But in the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you, and I thank you, Lord, that you are calming the storm in the life of your beloved. You will cause the winds and the waves to cease, and you will speak peace, be still. Lord, I ask you to just minister to every heart that's troubled, every tempest-tossed soul. Lord, that you will just minister your calm and your peace in the precious and mighty, wonderful name of that name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, softly and tenderly I call to you, my beloved. As the wind blows softly on the land and refreshes the earth, so shall my Spirit blow softly over your soul. And as the ocean roars and the sound is shut out, save for the sound of its mighty voice, so shall my voice, speaking to your heart, shut out the sounds of doubts and fears. And you shall arise to stand straight and tall in my strength. You shall see the enemy of your soul put to flight. You will call and call, and I will answer and answer. You will serve me with a new assurance of my love, and I'll put a new song in your heart and new praise on your lips. You will stand in wonder of the things I will show you. I will cover you with light and lead you along to know the greatness of my word and the strength of my presence. All this and more shall I do. Love me with your praises and obedience, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time has come to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to an end. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give you our contact information. I look forward to ministering to you and bringing the word of the Lord the next time we're together. Thank you for listening. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.